This year, a campus coalition is trying to encourage students to donate their extra household items to local agencies like the Easter Seals and St. Vincent de Paul. Movers have been bringing their goods to donation sites located throughout the downtown area. Ralph Middlecamp is executive director of St. Vincent de Paul.
Well, it's the most successful this year that we've had. So looks like we're going to probably have, we have these half semi-trailers, the small or 28-footers, and looks like we're going to do about six or seven of these trailers full in the four-day drive. So that's a big improvement over previous years.
Yeah, I'm pretty close to being done. We've been working it since about 8 a.m., so...
Jason and Josh are seniors moving out of an old, rundown house in downtown Madison. Their belongings, lamps, CDs, and chairs sit in a heap on their front lawn. They haven't heard about the new donation effort, but Josh finds they've donated the old-fashioned way, leaving stuff out on the curb.
We've seen people pick up our stuff. We had a stereo and a lamp out there, and we drove across town, came back maybe 20 minutes later, and it was already gone. It was like not 8 in the morning, too. It was pretty impressive. They're lightning quick on that stuff.
Mel Rediger is a Madison resident who's taken the afternoon to sort through some of the curbside left-behinds. He's been doing this for a few years now, and he's carrying a knapsack filled with some of the items he's picked up today.
A few things I can use, handy things. Nope, no big deal. Full can of cleanser. Some nice brushes. I can always use one of these. Great big water glass. In previous years, I found some really nice stuff. 15 years ago, I found what is now my good dress gray sports coat. Looked totally new. I checked out a men's clothing store, and the same item new was $175. And the one I got looked just like it.
The donation effort will continue through Thursday, but it looks like the garbage crews will have plenty of extra work to do in the next few days. Mike Rhee, Wisconsin Public Radio.